מורנינג, רב גלנט,
אז
רוצה לפרוש כאן.
עוד יש טוב, שנכנס אדר מרבים בשמחה, בעזרת השם. אוקיי, ג'נטלמן, we are still, I think one more paragraph in our previous papers. We'll finish it and then we will start a new one which is connected to Purim. And it's very interesting that the Perek or the Sefer, which is connected to Purim, is also connected to what we have just now learned in Netzach Israel, and I'll show you the connection. Anyway, I want to remind you that Maharal spoke about the Bechira of the Jewish people. We are the chosen people. It's something eternal, something that it cannot be changed, even if we commit some averot or other things and problem like cheta egel. But it's an incident, not a nice one. We are punished for the chet, but the bchira, the kesher, the contact between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is something which remains. This is something which is eternal. And Aral tried to explain what are the reasons that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the Jewish people to be his people. B'ni b'chori Yisrael, like all mankind are the Betzelem Elokim, they are created by Hashem, but we are the B'ni b'chori, the firstborn, the one with the strongest kesher between Adon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, as I said, Maharal brings three reasons. We have learned two of the out of the three in the previous pages. The first one that the Maharal says is that we are for, since we are we were ready or we were created in such a form that we are ready for the Torah, and the whole world cannot stand without the Torah. So therefore, this is something which is a strong kesher. The second reason, page three, was the fact that the things which come from, let's say, from the first origin, what we call the Alul, should be one. And then it spread to other nations. So we have the, as I said, the B'ni B'chori, and this from us, we have the connection, like, you know, the electricity, you have the power station, which produces the electricity, and then it goes to all the areas, to all the cities, to all the houses in different stages. So this is something, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from us, it's spread all over the world. Now we are going to the third reason, which is the last part in page four, and let's do it together. Hasiba Shlishit. Hasiba, the third. I'm translating the word siba as reason, as we used to as we use it in our modern language. I'm not sure that this is the exact meaning of the Maharal, but let's remain with a reason or with a proof or with the explanation. Why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu choose us? So, Asiba Shlishit, Mitzad Shleimut Habriya Asher Beisrael. Look, we believe, and it may be in some aspects, it's not politically correct to say and to mention it. We say every morning in our, when we say the Birkat HaTorah, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokim Melech Olam Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim VeNatan Lanu Et Torato. In every morning, when we say the Birkot HaShachar, we say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokein Melech Olam Shelo Asani Goy. By the way, I read somewhere in one of the old Sidurim that he brings a version, not shelo asani goy, but a positive expression, she asani Israel. Anyway, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us to be his chosen people, asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim, v'natan lanu torato. Now we have, of course, since we are the chosen people, we have a lot of commandments. You know, the goyim have sheva mitzvot bnei noach. That's enough for them to be a mensch, to be a human being, to behave properly. We have 613 mitzvot. Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael, lefichach hirba lehem Torah mitzvot. So we have, of course, more commandments, more duties than the rest of the world. But we have also a bigger reward. Sahar, it's two sides of the coin. So we are the chosen people because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us or chose us. It depends. I have already mentioned, I don't remember when, a few weeks ago, the Ramchal, Rabbeinu Moshe Chaim Lutzato. We know him more from the Mesilat Yesharim, everyone who learned in Yeshiva or learned Musar. The Sefer, the book Mesilat Yesharim is the basic book for learning Musa. But the Ramchal wrote some other books as well, very important. And one of them, which is not such a huge, long Sefer, it's called Derech Hashem. Derech Hashem, Mamez, the Maharal, the Ramchal, sorry. He summarizes in very short sentences basic ideas of our faith. So he has a whole chapter about Bechirat Israel, or what he calls Ben Israel Umot HaOlam, the difference between us, the Jewish people, and the Gentiles, the rest of the world. So according to the Ramchal, which is not the same what the Maharal said, according to Ramchal, Kodesh Baruch gives the opportunity to everyone since the creation of the world to become tzaddik or to be the founder of the chosen people. Now, this is what he calls the era of roots, shorashim. Okay, so it after, let's say, 2,000 years of the creation of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided now it's the time to decide. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked all over the world, and he found Avraham Avinu as the complete personality and person, and his behavior, his faith, the appropriate one to become the founder of the Jewish people. So, according to Ramchal, Avraham Avinu was chosen because he was a tzaddik or because he was on a high level of emunah. We have learned in the Maharal that he has a different opinion. But anyway, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Abraham from the very beginning, according to the Maharal, or because of his behavior, according to the Ramchal, he is the ideal person. And we, as his descendants, we have the same genes, the same ideas, the same belief. So we are maybe it's not nice to say it in our days. As I said, it's maybe some people will say it's not politically correct, but we are the best nation in the world. I mean, so what?
Why is it necessary to limit it to Bnei Israel?
Sorry, I didn't hear you, Avi.
Why was it necessary to limit it to Bnei Israel? Why not the whole world?
First of all, in potential, it's to the whole world. Everyone can become a ger, and the ger is also called Ben Avraham Avinu. So he is also he becomes one of the kihilah, of the community. It's also Ben Avraham Avinu. We know the famous tshuva that the Rambam wrote that the girl can say Elokeinu, Elokei Avoteinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzhak, Yaakov, although his parents were goyim. So nevertheless, he can say Elokeinu, Elokei Avoteinu. We have a special bracha in Shmoneh Esrei al Tzadikim, al Chasidim, al Geirei Tzedek. So everyone can become the descendants of the descendant of Abraham Avin. Now the fact that if you are asking why did Hashem took us and not the whole world in one shot, I think it's very easy to understand. Because if you are asking a group of people to be on a higher standard of daily life, it's not something that the whole society can accept. So you have it. No, in the army, you have many units who fight and so on. But you know, you have the Golani and Tzanchanim and everything. We know it all from our children or grandchildren, from ourselves. But in every division in the army, you have some special units, like the commando and so on, that they are doing things, or they are fulfilling missions that the rest of the soldiers, it's, now of course your aim is to bring let's remain with the example of the soldiers, yeah, to bring all the soldiers to the high level of the commando, but it takes time. Now that you need thousands of troops, so you use the regular units as well, and you hope after training and so on that they'll reach. So this is our duty in the world, to show to the whole world the ideas of, and then the ideal world is, as we say in Yeshayahu, נכון יער בית השם בראש הערים וניסה מגבות ונהרו אליו כל הגויים. It won't be only the Jewish people, but we are working. We are not doing missionary like the church, because people should be ready for this level. By the way, according to Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, who justifies. I hope I'm using the right word. He justifies the galut because we have a mission in the galut to show to the whole world how the Jewish community behaves. So I don't know if it worked so nicely in Germany, but maybe in the days of Hirsch it was better. But this is what, I mean, you are spread all over the world, and the whole world knows about you. By the way, the Rambam says that both Jesus and Muhammad, they are in a way, in one of the aspects, they are the preparation for Mashiach. Because of the, let's say, the missionaries in Africa, in East Asia, people know about Hashem, maybe in a different matter, in a different aspect, but they heard about it. You know, my son, one of my sons, who is now 50 years old, and he was 20 or something. He went to, you know, he had a friend, originally from Efrat, whose parents were in Australia, and he went for a few months to Australia and New Zealand, and they also visited Papua New Guinea. So they came to a place, a village, and the people asked them, where are you from? And they said, from Israel. So the people were, wow, the Holy Land, Eretz HaKodesh. They accepted them as, you know, an honored guest with a red carpet. Guests from Eretz HaKodesh, from the Holy Land. Without the missionaries, they wouldn't know about the Holy Land, about Yerushalayim. So it has some positive aspects as well. But We are speaking in the present time, not yet in the ideal future. By the way, I have a shiur. I don't remember why, but it's on the YouTube somewhere. I'm speaking about Har Sinai veHar HaMoriah. Har Sinai veHar HaMoriah. And I compare these two mountains. And the idea is that our way starts in Har Sinai. We accepted the Torah. And according to the Gemara, the name Sinai, one of the meanings of Sinai is Sinah, hatred. Although we write Sinai with a Samech and the Sinah with Sin, but it sometimes goes together. So why Sinah? Because this Matan Torah proved the difference between us and the rest of the world and the other nations who were not ready to accept the Torah. They refused to accept the Torah. So, you know, if you are different, you are hated. Sinah. But the future is Har HaMoriah, where all the nations will come to Beit HaMikdash and will bring Korbanot and will worship Hashem. So it's a whole way. We have a whole way to go from Har Sinai to Har HaMoriah. The fact of Matan Torah is, as I said, the beginning of the long march. How long will it take? I don't know. It takes almost 4,000 years, less than 4,000 years. And we haven't yet reached the final station. But, you know, we have patience. As we say, I don't want to ruin the nice sentence with my poor English. But as we say in Hebrew, Am HaNetzach lo mefached miderech arukah. The eternal nation, Am HaNetzach, is not afraid from a long march, from a long way. It takes time. I saw a performance, some women, full women, whose parents are on Miluim, and they do something, I don't know, humorous, and they go to some show, and they say, I heard, what would happen if the women would fight in Gaza, not the men? So, one of the women says, we'll finish it in a quarter of an hour. How? We say to the Hamas, look, we have to finish by four. I have to take the children from the kindergarten. So we would finish it by 15 minutes. I mean, it won't take 15 minutes. It won't take 15 years, maybe. It takes already, as I said, 3,500 years. And we are still on our way. By the way, the fact that we have returned to Eretz Israel, it's of course, mamish, we jump the stairs, the whole madrega for the internal emissions that we have in the world. But this is a different story. Anyway, let's go back to the Maharal. Maharal says, Asiba Shlishit, Mitzad Hashlemut. Shlemut abriya asher b'Yisrael, the completeness of the creation. We are the complete nation. Asher mitzad hazeh, from this point of view, ra'ui shiye Yisrael lechelek Hashem itbarach. He will be, it's chelek Hashem itbarach. We say in the pasuk, ki Yaakov bachar lo ya, or no, Yisrael chevel nachalato. In this case, it's chelek Hashem amo, ki hashalem ra'uy el hashalem kemo shidber. Kodesh Baruch Hu is shalem, complete, unique, and we are complete. So we have a common factor that we can be connected. Ki uma zot, this nation, etzem bri'atam bashlemut hagamur. When this nation was created, our nation, it was in the best way, you know. I don't know. I don't like to speak about food, but now you have a chef who is an expert I don't know, cooking something or baking wonderful cakes. You make also cakes in at your home. Maybe it's as nice as a chef or but sometimes it's not. He's an expert. So who is using his cakes? The one who is the nobles, the king. So someone who is complete and Am Shalem, a unique nation, deserves the part of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is also a complete. Al tashkiach b'chet asher b'hem. I'm not saying that we are such tzaddikim that we never commit averot. No. It's not true. We have, and the Chet Ha'Egel that we read just a week ago in Parshat Ki Tisa is the famous chet that our forefathers committed. But nevertheless, al tashgiach b'chet asher b'hem, which is an incident. Ki mikol makom etzem habri'ah b'hem b'shlemut. ודבר זה גורם שהשם יתברך בחר בהם. This is the reason that הקדוש ברוך הוא choose us, כי ראוי שיהיה השלם אל השלם. ולא יוסר ממנו, it's something which will never be disconnected. It should be, the קשר remain. ואין ראוי, it's not appropriate, שיחליף בימיר החטא, שהוא דבר מקרה מישראל. Not something which is in our nature, in our character. No, it's from time to time. No, either, we say a very hard pasuk, but we still say it. En tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov lo yichta. I'm sure that we all know people who are really tzaddikim. I'm not speaking about hypocrites. I'm not speaking about people who cheat. Someone who is bemet a tzaddik. But even the greatest tzaddik sometimes falls in a chet. One day he's too tired. He doesn't get up for the tefillah and he misses kriat shma bizmana. How often does it happen? One in a million, let's say, but it does happen. Or someone that, I don't know, was jealous because he's, he wanted to be appointed as a Rav. His friend was elected, not him. So he's jealous. Maybe he speaks Lashon Hara about his friend. So, En tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov ve'lo yichta. So the same thing applies to the whole nation. The Rambam in Hilchot Tshuva, when Rambam defines what is a tzaddik, he doesn't say that the tzaddik is someone who is 100% pure. Kol Adam, Rambam says, every person, Kol Adam, yesh lo mitzvot, yesh lo avonot. Someone who has more mitzvot than averot, he is a tzaddik. Someone who has more averot than mitzvot, he is a rasha. In other words, I don't know how to measure it. But in principle, if someone is 80% tzaddik and 20%, I don't know, he's doing something which is wrong to do. 80% plus and 20% minus is a tzaddik. Maybe he's not a tzaddik gamur, but he's a tzaddik. And tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov ve'lo yichta. By the way, a very famous question, philosophical question, about the hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We do see rasha'im who suffer, who are ill, or the word of the Yirmiyahu, the prophet, he says, "Madua derech reshaim salecha." Why do the reshaim succeed in some aspects of life? All the people who are wealthy people, who have a fortune, they are all tzaddikim. No, there is tzaddik v'ralo, rasha v'toblo. So the answer that is, I think, the most popular answer given by the Ramban, that since the real sahar is the olam haba, not in this world. Of course, if you zochet to get both here and there, it's a very high standard of sahar, but the real one is in olam haba. So someone, a tzaddik, who deserves the olam haba because the majority of his deeds are positive deeds, mitzvot, but he still deserves a punishment for the small amount of averot. So he gets a punishment here by illnesses, by losing money, I don't know, troubles and so on. The other way is the reshaim. Even the reshaim have some mitzvot. So they get the sechar for their mitzvot in the olam hazeh. So in this aspect, we see sometimes in our world what we call olam hafuch. Reshaim are in a very high standard, and the tzaddikim are nebech, who suffering from other things, as family problems and so on. So this is because everyone has both. So the same happened to the Jewish people, to our people. In principle, we are the chosen people because we are complete, we are poor, we are good, and so on. But we do have averot, like the chatayil, but the averah is something which is not a part of our nature. It's something which happens, an incident. The en ra'ui, therefore, she achlives, it will change the chet. Will change our bechira, שהוא דבר מקרה בישראל. את הבחירה שבחר בהם מצד השלימות העצמי שבישראל. כי תהורים הם מנחת בעצמם. וראיה לזה, כי הם משתלשלים, כי הם משתלשלים מן הצורים החזקים, מאבות ואימהות שהם קדושים, וטהורים. Now we have one kibbutz and one yishuv here in our area. One is called Rosh Tzurim, not far from Alon Shvut, and the other one is Gvaot, in our way down to Bet Shemesh. Now, where are the names Rosh Tzurim and Gvaot come from? So this is what Bilam said. Many things that Bilam wanted to curse us, Kodesh Baruch Hu changed his word, and it became a blessing. Instead of being a klala, vayafoch Hashem elokecha lecha et haklala lebracha. So when Bilam speaks about the Jewish nation, he says, ki merosh tzurim ereno, umigvaot ashurenu. Now, literally, if we will translate the words, Rosh Tzurim, Tzur maybe is a rock, Sela. So if I stand on a high rock, Rosh Tzurim, I see a lot, so I see the whole people, Migvaot. If I climb the hill and I look from the top of the hill down to the valley, I see a lot of people. So this is the literal translation of Merosh Tzurim Ereno. I see it from the top of the rocks. And Migvaot, from the top of the hills, I also see him. Ashurenu is also in where to Lirot. So this is the let's call it the pshat, or the literal meaning. But Chazal learned from the word Tzurim, Gvaot, that it refers to the Avot, the Imahot. So, Yishayahu says, there is a pasuk in Yishayahu, Habitu el Avraham avichem, ואל שרה תחוללכם. Look at Abraham, forefather, אביכם, and שרה who תחוללכם means who created you. So we, our roots are the צורים וגבעות, in other words, האבות והאימהות. And we all know who was Avraham Avinu, and who was Sarah Imenu, and some others. So this is a proof that we are bemet a special people. Ki hem mishtalshelim, they come down min hatzurim hachazakim, from the strong rocks, mehatzurim hachazakim, meavot v'imahot shehem kdoshim u'tehorim. V'hine etzem shelem, the real, I would say, identity. Etzem shelem tov. En bitul achet shu bemikre. So you see, the bchira is something which is, as I said, apart from our DNA, from our gene, from our character. Zechet is something which happens, but it's not the real stuff, not the real thing. ואין ביטול החטא שהוא במקרה מבטל הבחירה שבחר בהם בשביל השלימות שבהם שהוא דבר עצמי בישראל. It's a unique thing in the Jewish people, ודבר זה ברור. Now we finish it. I hope it's ברור to us as well. This, now we understand it. Now he brings a very nice midrash, which is a mashal. It's based on a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Al tiruni shani shcharchoret shezafat ni hashamesh. I don't know what the ideal of the beauty in the world in the days of Shlomo HaMelech. We can learn maybe from some psukim in Shir Hashirim, when he describes the beloved woman and so on, and then the man. So what is the ideal of beauty? Let's say till maybe 50 years ago. I'm not such an expert, but try to understand the pasuk in Shir Hashirim. The ideal of a nice woman was blonde with blue eyes. Now even black women are regarded as nice women, as pretty women. So things are changing. But what is written in Shir Hashirim, the pasuk is Al tiruni shani shcharchoret. Don't look at me that I am black. I was not born black. Sheshezafatni Hashamesh. I was many hours in the sun light. I didn't stay in my home. I went to the fields, with the trees outside in parks and so on. So I became a bit dark. Sheshezafatni. I don't know how to say. How you say in English? Shazuf. Someone who is there. With many hours in the sun, becomes a bit dark.
Tanned.
Eh?
Tanned.
How to spell it?
T-A-N-N-E-D.
Oh, tanned. Okay.
This is the tan.
Okay, good.
The nifal, tanned.
Skoyer, toda rabah. So, what does the Midrash say? במדרש שיר השירים, אמר רבי יצחק, מעשה בקרטנית אחת. קרטנית קרת, in עברית, is a big city. So, a noble woman, maybe, you know, she lives in the big city. She has servants, שהיה לה שפחה כושית. She had a black, I don't know, it's not, you don't say nowadays, Negro, but she had a black servant, which is, it's a midrash, it's a lower level. Sheyarda hi vechaverta lemalot mina'ayin. Now this servant was sent to the well to bring water. She went with her friend. So, no, people are going, women are going, and they talk to each other. Amra lechaverta. So she says, this black servant said to her friend, Chaverti, my dear friend, my beloved friend, Lemachar Aduni megeresh et ishto venotlani leisha. Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow, my master is going to divorce his wife and he will marry me and I'll become his wife. Amra la, so her friend asks her, why? Lama? Why should your master divorce his wife and take you? So she answered, Bishvil Shera'a Sheyadea Mefuchamot. You know, a pecham is coal. Now, if you work with fire, so you become dark, your arms blackened, it becomes black. So he saw that his wife, her hands are black because she dealt with coal and other things. Rala Aishota, fool like you. Ishma uznech mashepich medaber. Listen to what your ears will hear, what your mouth is saying. Ishma na uznech mashepich medaber. It's an idiom. Ma ishto, his wife, she chaviva alav biyoter. He loves her. At omeret, you say, bishvil shera'a sheyadeha mefuchamot umegeresh ota. You say that because her hands are black, he divorces her. At shekulech mefuchemet. You are all black. Ushchora mimei imech. You were born black. Alachat kama vechama, that he won't take you. If his wife, his beloved wife, because of her black arms, he will divorce her. So how can you imagine, Bechlad, that he will take you? Kach. So this is the mashal. What is the moral that we learn from this mashal? Or in Isibrit, what is a nimshal? What do we learn from this story, from this midrash? Kach. לפי שהאומות מונים את ישראל. The goyim מונים is not to count in this aspect. It's more to that they come with you know, they attack us. They ask questions. לפי שאומה זו המירו כבודם בתמנית שור. I said, the חטא העגל is the biggest sin or chet that our forefathers committed. They changed the face in Hashem, which en lo guf ve en lo dmut haguf. You cannot draw a picture of Hashem. You cannot take a photograph of Hashem. You took something concrete like the egel, the calf. It's called tavnit shor, an ox, you know, the sun. Emiru kvodam betavnit shor. This is a pasuk in Tehillim. And we are punished. Ma anu shelesha'a kach nitchayavnu. Because we people, when Moshe Rabbeinu came back and the people were punished, he prayed for them. They did tshuva. They accepted the faith again. By the way, I must say, don't forget that when we've learned about Hanukkah again with the Maharal, we saw his explanation to the Midrash. Midrash says that when the Greeks, when they conquered Eretz Yisrael, they started their decrees on our forefathers. One of their decrees was that kitvu lachem al keren ashor, right, on the horn of the ox, what should they write? En lanu chelek be'elohe Yisrael. We don't have a part, or we are not connected to Elohim Israel. So we saw the Rav Kook and Maharal Each one gave a different, deeper meaning to this midrash. Rav Kook spoke about Yosef, Yosef looked like a goy with his hair, with knowing all the different languages. So they thought, the goyim thought, Yosef wanted to assimilate. So kitvu lachem el keren hashor, accept the philosophy of Yosef. This is Rav Kook, what Rav Kook said. But Maharan said, kitvu lachem el keren hashor, this is chet ha'egel. So chet ha'egel is a reason, seems a reason, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will disconnect his kesef to these people because they didn't want him. They changed him, Hashem, and using the egel instead. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, that, remember what we have learned last week or the week before? Gam ele tishkachna v'anuchi lo ishkachech. The word ele, that was the code of what the people in Chet Egel said, ele Elohecha Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgets. Gam ele tishkachna. But anuchi, which is the code for Matan Torah, anuchi Hashem Elokecha, anuchi lo ishkachech. So Matan Torah is something which creates the situation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a marriage that cannot be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot divorce us, and we cannot divorce Hashem. But Chet HaEgel is something that can be forgotten because it's an incident. It's not something, a real thing. Ada udichtib, and this is the pasuk, al tir'uni she'ani shchachor. And now, as I said before, we still have a few more minutes to go, and we will make a break, a methodical break with the Netzach Israel. Maybe we'll repeat later on. I don't know if after Purim or after Pesach. I don't know yet, but I want to do, maybe we have another, one more Sunday next week, before Purim, to do something about Purim from the Maharal. And I remind you, and these are the new papers that I sent yesterday, unfortunately yesterday, and not earlier. But the Maharal, don't forget, wrote a whole sefer about Purim. We have read some paragraphs from the Maharal about Hanukkah, which the Maharal calls Ner Mitzvah. Ner Mitzvah. But the Maharal also has a sefer about Purim, which is a longer book than the about Hanukkah, which is called Or Hadash. So Or Hadash is one of the books that Maharal wrote, especially for Purim. Especially for Purim. You can see that in the headline, the first few words that the Maharal writes about his sefer Or Hadash, he says Or Hadash, Pirush al Megillat Esther. So it's not like Pirush Rashi that Rashi takes every word and brings his commentary and he wrote a Pirush, but it's a more general looking about Megillat Esther, about the whole. Of course, he also explains some psukim. I don't know if we'll have time to go over some of the psukim. But it's his way about how does he see the whole story of a Purim. I want to remind you, we will see it in some aspect later, that Purim, the miracle of Purim, took place many years before the story of Hanukkah. In our calendar, Hanukkah is on Kislev and Purim is in Adar Bet, so we have already celebrated Hanukkah, and now we are before Purim, but according to the chronicles, Purim happened much earlier, much before Hanukkah. So much earlier that we have Megillat Esther as one, as a book in the Tanakh. So it's still the days of the Tanakh, the last Nevi'im. When exactly did it happen? How does it connect to Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, to Ezra and Nehemiah before the same time, and so on? These are things that should be learned in a different shiurim, but it's still a part in the Tanakh. So, you know that the Gemara says, and we will mention it. The Gemara says that there was a conflict between Chazal and Esther and Mordechai from the other side. If really put the Megillat Esther, one of the books in the Tanakh. Esther came with the request, according to Chazal, Kitvuni ledorot. I want to be written for generations. In other words, we all know about Avraham Avinu, we all know about David HaMelech, we all know about the Churban, the destruction of the first temple. Why? Because it's written in the Tanakh. Tanakh is internal. I want to be also, we don't have to say that she wanted the personal, but the whole nest, she led the nest, and it is a nest that the Haman HaRasha thought his original idea was Lashmid, Larog, Ulabed, et kol Yehudim, and they survived, and they even killed some of the enemies. So this is a great nest, and Esther came with a request, Kitvuni ledot, and the Chachamim tried to say, but to see it, we cannot. Later on, they found a reason how to include Megillat Esther. We will see it later. But this was the last, chance before the Tanakh is closed. Chanukah, we don't have in Tanakh any remez. We had a remez, Nerod, and so on. But Purim is different than Pesach, which is also mentioned in the Chumash or Sukkot, because Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we were commanded by Hashem to keep the mitzvot, to build the sukkah, and to eat chametzah, and so on. By the way, Shavuot, we don't have any mitzvot except the v'samachta b'chagecha and the Yom Tov, that you are not allowed to do work, excluding cooking and so on. We don't have a special mitzvot like eating matzah or sitting in the sukkah or taking lulav and so on. But it's the Torah. Rosh Hashanah, we say Yom Truah. On Yom Kippur, we have the whole description of the Avodat Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim in Parashat Achrei Mot. Purim, although it's a part of the Tanakh, it's included in the Tanakh, we weren't commanded by Hashem to do it. We accepted it upon ourselves. I'm saying we, I mean the generation of Mordechai Esther, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed. So it came from, not from heaven, from milemala lemata. It came milemata lemala. It came from the people, by the people. So in other words, Purim is the first mitzvah, the first chiyuv, the first Yom Tov, which is Torah Shebaal Peh, not Torah Shebichtav. It's included in the Tanakh, but it's Torah Shebaal Peh. It came from the bottom, and then it went up. Now, Maharal explained why did he take the name Or Hadash for his book or for his explanation, interpretation to the Megillat Esther. Or Hadash Perush El Megillat Esther. Nikra Bashem Azeh. It's called Or Hadash. Kidamrin and Perek Kama de Megillah, as it says in the Gemara in Megillah, the first chapter, after Zayin Amud Bet. La Yudim Aita Ora. Now he quotes just the few words of the Pasuk, the whole Pasuk, which is short Pasuk, La Yudim Aita Ora, Vesimcha, Vesason, Vikar. By the way, this is one of the four Pasukim that the whole congregation says before the Baal Koreh reads it out. La Yudim Aita Ora, Vesimcha, Vesason, Vikar. Now, all these four words are, according to the Pshat, synonyms. It's the same meaning. But Chazal learned from each word a different story. La Yudim Aita Ora, Zot Torah. Sason, we'll leave now beside. La Yudim Aita Ora, Simcha, Simcha. Vesason, according to Chazal, it's a Brit Milah. It's Mila, and Vikar is Tefillin. Now, I think that the people who translate the Tanakh to English, they will use the word, I don't know, light, joy, honor, for each word. But it's according to Chazal, although it's very... The meaning, it's very close to each other, these four words. Each one represents a different mitzvah. So, La Yudim Aita Ora, Ora Zot Torah. So, this is the source for the Maharal to call his Sefer Or Chadash, like Ora. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ora Zot Torah, Shenemar, Kiner Mitzvah, Vetorah Or. Or, Ora, it's the same word. Then the Maharal, as we already, we know already, we've realized already, that the Maharal brings a Midrash and goes into the inner or deeper meanings of the Midrash. What is Ora Zot Torah? The Yesh Lishol. So there's a question. Hare kvar haya lehem Torah miSinai. What is La Yudim Aita Ora Zot Torah? Ha'yudim Aita Torah, the Jewish people, they had Torah since Achashverosh, Mordechai Vester. What was before Mordechai Vester? What was Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen, David, Shlomo? They didn't have the Torah. What is any the meaning of La'yudim Aita Ora, Ora Zot Torah? Wow, a new idea. HaTorah miSinai. Bishlama Ma She'amar V'Sason Zo HaMilah. Chazal says that Sason is the Brit Milah. V'yikar ze ha'tfilin. Davar ze itbar b'samuch. I'll explain. The Maharal says, ki b'shvil mitzvat ha'milah, b'shvil mitzvat tefilin, hayu govrim al haman. The use or the zchut of these two mitzvot. But what would you say? That b'zchut ha'torah, they overcame haman ha'rasha? Bishrut HaTorah is the whole existence. Everything is Bishrut HaTorah. So, אבל ליהודים הייתה אורה זו תורה נראה שאין לפרש בשביל התורה יהיו גוברים על המן. This was the reason. כי זה אין צריך לומר. כי כל זכות, מה שיש לישראל, הכל הוא התורה. Every זכות that Jewish people has is בזכות התורה. So what is the union of Esther, Mordechai Esther, Purim, that this is לזכות התורה? לכך לא היה צריך לכתוב זה. Now, this is we'll see now the קשר between Purim and what we have learned before. When the Maharal wanted to show that the בחירה of the Jewish people is something eternal, he used the Midrash, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced us to accept the Torah. Although we said Na'aseh V'Nishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't, I would say, he didn't listen. He didn't took our word seriously. He didn't accept and gave it to the Torah, to the Jewish people, because they agreed. But he forced them to accept the Torah. Why? And this is what we have learned before, that it's something which doesn't depend on the free choice, because otherwise, today they accepted the Torah, and tomorrow they can call new elections, and to vote against the Torah. Okay, we agreed yesterday, now we reject it. No, it doesn't depend on your will, if you agree or not. This is something which must happen. The whole existence of the world depends on the Torah. That's what Maharal said. But when we have learned it before, we missed two important sentences. I'll say it now in advance to our shiur next week. We mixed one sentence that Gemara says, "Mikan moda'a rabba ledeoraita." If HaKadosh Baruch Hu really forced us to accept the Torah, we have a good excuse. If we don't keep the Torah, and I'm brought up to a court, to Beit Din Shel Malah, and they ask me, why did you keep the Torah? I say, I didn't want the Torah. You forced me to accept the Torah. You cannot blame me for something that I didn't want to. So, Mikan Modara Baleoraita, it's a big notice to the old generation that we have a good excuse. Okay, this is one sentence. And the second one is that the Gemara says, Afal Pichen, nevertheless, Hadar Kiblu Abimei Achashverosh. They accepted the Torah in the days of Achashverosh. Not because the Kodesh Baruch Hu forced us to accept the Torah, because we wanted. So Layudim Aita Ora Zot Torah, it's something new now. Now we have not any excuse, because now we accepted the Torah by our own free will, our Bechira Chofshit. How do we see it? The fact that we invented the day of Purim, a new mitzvah. It means that we accept the Torah, but we'll do it in a better way, Bezrat Hashem, next week. So we'll carry on from here, Oraz of Torah. How is it connected to Purim? And Bezrat Hashem, see you next Sunday.
Thank you, Rabbi Golan.
Thank you very much. To all of you.